Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. This is John Kuzma from EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle Show. We've been away for a little bit. We're having some technical difficulties with our old podcast host, the company that hosts our podcast, I should say. But we're back with Blog Talk Radio, getting paid for everything we do now. So I'm excited about that. But we're here to talk about the Super Bowl, the biggest sporting event probably in the world. Julian Edelman really steps up with MVP performance, proving he was the best weapon on the field in Super Bowl 53. New England captured their sixth Vince Lombardi trophy with a 13-3 win over the Los Angeles Rams. The New England Patriots knew it wasn't going to be easy. And to be honest, both teams struggled to get any offense going in Super Bowl 53. Luckily, the Patriots had one guy who did step up in that scoring drought, and it was veteran receiver Julian Edelman. Edelman was spectacular for New England, racking up 10 receptions for 141 yards. Excuse me. It seemed like Tom Brady went to his reliable pass catcher on every single third down, and the Rams struggled to make adjustments. This will go down as one of the single greatest receiver performances, just because it was such a defensive battle. One player was a cut above the rest, and it ended up being the 32-year-old Julian Edelman. Brady threw for 500 yards in last year's Super Bowl, but he only had 262 yards, two touchdowns, and one interception in this year's event. It felt like watching Peyton Manning at the end of his career, in the sense that the Patriots trusted their running game more than they have in the past. That's because Brady is aging, but clearly they can still get the job done with the greatest quarterback of all time. The real star of the game, though, was Bill Belichick with his X's and O's. He was far superior than Sean McVay, and it showed on the field. Los Angeles never got into the end zone, and it's hard to win when you only put up 3 points. Jared Goff threw for 229 yards, zero touchdowns, and one interception, but it wasn't good enough. Brandon Cooks did have 120 receiving yards, but at some point, someone has to get in for six. Wade Phillips did keep this matchup close, and LA had an opportunity to win it in the fourth quarter. However, the Patriots offense would score 10 points, and the Rams stalled out. The rest is history, and it was clearly a special night for Edelman. It wasn't the most exciting Super Bowl, but at least the New England Patriots are heading back to Foxborough with their sixth championship. So kind of like I was trying to portray in that article, this was a game where Julian Edelman stepped up when pretty much everybody else struggled to get it going. Yeah, Brandon Cooks had 120 yards. But those were, like my friend said, I was talking to him before I got on the air. He said those were almost phantom yards. I almost agree because Brandon Cooks really, he didn't get it going until late in the game. You know, Jared Goff only had like, he only had like 60 yards at halftime. So we talk about Sean McVay, and all these coaches are getting hired because they had a cup of coffee with Sean McVay. You know, Zach Taylor going to Cincinnati, it looks like. But Sean McVay, when he had to step up on the biggest stage in our sport, he didn't get it done. The offense was vanilla. I mean, we know the Rams, based off their past, they love to play action and they love to bootleg. If you can stay home on the play action, and if you can contain the quarterback on the play action bootleg pass with your defense end, you can keep them in check. Bill Belichick, he came into this game and he schemed up Sean McVay. I mean, McVay, we know he's a bright X and O's guy, and we know he's one of the best play callers in the NFL. But in this game, he didn't do his job, and Bill Belichick did. You know, Bill Belichick's a defensive guy. He held the Rams to 3 points. Sean McVay is an offensive guy, and he only scored 3 points. So clearly one coach did his job and then some, Bill Belichick, and then Sean McVay, just completely unravels. Didn't get enough help from Jared Goff. You know, I'm the biggest Jared Goff fan in the world. He wasn't good enough tonight. You're not going to win most NFL games, let alone the Super Bowl, with 3 points. You know, Cooks, he had a chance at a touchdown in the back of the end zone, but Jason Cordy recovers and somehow bats that ball down. There was another pass to Cooks in the end zone that he could have had. I think he got I think the Patriots safety and the corner, I don't know, I think it was Gilmore. Gilmore and one of the safeties, they squeezed that play. Brandon Cooks couldn't bring in that touchdown catch either. So those are the 14 points right there. If Brandon Cooks can make either one of those two catches in the end zone, that would have been enough. Or they would have to get them both, excuse me. But they could have got those two plays. They could have, you know, potentially beat the New England Patriots, but give Belichick and his team credit. They showed up and then some. Great defensive performance. You know, Kyle Van Noy was very good. Stephon Gilmore was outstanding. He had an interception, a forced fumble, I think 5 tackles too. Just a great performance from Bill Belichick's group. Julian Edelman, the MVP. No one really could get it going, but Edelman was so consistent. It seemed like every single third down, he was moving the chains for the Patriots offense. The last I heard, he had 6. I think he got he had 6 first downs. I think he got a few more after that. So it was definitely deserving that he won the MVP. He was the best player on the field, and it showed. 141 yards. Just an outstanding performance. And when you think about it, you know, the Patriots really only had in the passing game Julian Edelman and Rob Gronkowski. Those guys are both getting up there in age too, but somehow they made it work. One other thing that has to be noted is, you know, Sony Michel got quite a bit of handoffs. You know, Patriots also gave Rex Burkhead some touches. Surprisingly, James White was very limited. I think he only touched the ball 3 times the whole game. That's kind of unusual. But I think the game plan was to let Sony Michel carry the team because he had been so good throughout the playoffs. I think he had like 6 touchdowns. So they clearly wanted to ride the rookie's legs, take it off Tom Brady a little bit. In the last 2 Super Bowls, Brady threw for way more passing attempts. I think he was like at 40 and maybe 62 years ago, 40 last year, 62 years ago, something along those lines. He only had like 32 passing attempts tonight. So definitely more balanced. And I think with Brady getting a little bit older, it was smart to not put as much responsibility on his shoulders. And that's why I kind of said it was like watching Peyton Manning in his final year in Denver when they won a Super Bowl, where they trusted, you know, C.J. Anderson ball a lot more than putting it all on Tom Brady or on Peyton Manning, excuse me. So overall, though, the feedback from the Super Bowl is people were saying, you know, it wasn't the most exciting Super Bowl. You know, we got that Patriots and Atlanta Super Bowl a couple of years ago, which was a thriller all the way down to the final play. Even last year was a little bit more exciting with the Eagles and the Patriots. This year, just a defensive battle. We know that fans like to see scoring. I think everybody loved the Rams and Chiefs game when it was just back and forth scoring for the entire game with no defense. That's what the fans prefer, excitement. They might not have got it here, but, you know, the Patriots – you know, they executed. They executed better. That's always been their motto and their philosophy is, you know, limit distractions and execute. You know, Los Angeles, on the other hand, they were consistently punting. Couldn't keep drives alive on third down. Todd Gurley and C.J. Anderson, they ran wild in the playoffs. Bill Belichick took those guys out of the game. Neither of them had 100 yards. And I think when you make the Rams one-dimensional, things don't suddenly click anymore because the play action is less effective. Suddenly Goff has to make every single throw to win. And I think New England liked their secondary, which is very, very good against the Rams wide receivers. Robert Woods, he's been good up to this point. He didn't do much tonight. It was all on Cooks. That wasn't enough. Reynolds, the tight end Everett, those guys didn't step up. You know, C.J. Anderson didn't have the big game like he was having in the past. And Belichick, he just continues to be a step ahead of everybody else as far as schemes and coming up with a game plan to take away his opponent's strengths. And even though Sean McVay is a very good coach and one of the brightest offensive minds we have, he's still got a long ways to go before he is on the same playing field as Bill Belichick, especially experience-wise. Belichick's been doing it for so long. I think the gap between those two guys was so substantial that's why we had the results that we did. Now, if you asked me, would the Los Angeles Rams score 3 points, there's no way in hell I would have believed that. At minimum, I would have said 17, but Belichick is just that good. And they're going to really cherish this one. You know, it's their 6-1. Everybody, like you've been hearing from the media after the Super Bowl, everybody counting these guys out. I thought personally that the weaknesses that they showed during the regular season, I thought eventually that was going to show itself again. Whatever weaknesses they have, mainly it seemed like they didn't have enough cohesion between Tom Brady and the receivers. You know, when Gordon left, you didn't know if they had enough playmakers to make up for him not being there. There's questions whether Rob Gronkowski had enough left in the tank. And believe it or not, Gronk, I thought, even though he was second Edelman in receiving yards, I thought Gronk stepped up and played one of his better games of the season. You know, 3 or 4 catches that helped build momentum for the Patriots and, you know, either get a first down or close to a first down to just give this team a fighting chance. So I thought he played a good game considering that his body's starting to wear down after all these seasons in the NFL. And, you know, collectively, they just play like a team. You look at today's era of football, and everybody's all about the spread offense. And you kind of get away from the philosophy or the fundamentals of the game when you only play spread offense. For example, the New England Patriots, they have a fullback, James Devlin, and that guy is a freight train. If a linebacker goes head up with James Devlin, he has to jump either to the right or to the left because you can't go head-to-head and expect to hold your ground. Devlin's going to win that matchup, and he's going to spring a running back for a big run. And you saw some. Sony Michel have a big run. You saw Rex Burkhead have a big run late in the game. It's because Bill Belichick understands the fundamentals, understanding that a star fullback can open holes in the running game. And while Sean McVay wants to be in spread and single back the whole game, Bill Belichick was the complete opposite. He was running tight formations, and they just pounded at that Los Angeles Rams defense before the night was over. They started to play on their heels a little bit. You could tell they were getting fatigued from being on the field so much because Los Angeles constantly had to punt the ball away. Eventually, they just kept springing leaks. And, you know, Sony Michel, Rex Burkhead, eventually they chipped away and were able to get it to Steven Goskowski at the end, who kicked the field goal, sealed the deal. Patriots are world champions again. I think there's a parade coming Tuesday to Foxborough, but just another great ending to a great season. Had a lot of fun covering the NFL for 365 days, another year in the books, I guess you can say. I appreciate everybody who's read our website and listened to all these podcasts. Thank you so much. Check out endzoneblog.com. I'm your host, as always, John Kuzma. Thank you guys for tuning in. And New England Patriots, congratulations. You are the epitome of a dynasty and probably the greatest, one of the greatest sports teams we've ever seen in any sport. I'm John Kuzma. Thank you.